Welcome to the Union for Reformed Judaism's Parenting Podcast. I'm Wendy Grinberg, Parenting Specialist. Today, I'm speaking with Dr. Carol Dweck, one of the world's leading researchers in the field of motivation, author of the book Mindset, and creator of the Brainology Program, which show how the way you perceive yourself can affect your ability to learn and grow. In this second segment, we discuss how seeing ourselves as works in progress can radically affect the way we react to other people and to life's ups and downs. How does a growth mindset develop things like responsibility, acceptance, morality, empathy, anything like that? You know, what else does it do for you, basically?
It does a lot of those things for you. For example, in a fixed mindset, you are always judging yourself. Am I a good person? Am I a bad person? And you're not accepting the weaknesses in yourself because you don't want to judge yourself a bad person. Similarly, you judge other people as good or bad. We've shown in our research that once you put a label bad on a person in a fixed mindset, you are not empathic. You just want to punish them, as opposed to those in a growth mindset. They still think someone has done something very wrong, but they understand what might have led them there. They feel bad that this person has reached this point, and they wonder, are there ways of helping this person to find their path again? We just finished a series of studies where we showed that a fixed mindset leads to feelings of shame and a desire to retaliate if you've been victimized or bullied. And that is, if you have a fixed mindset about people, there are good and bad people, and they stay that way. If you've been victimized or bullied, you feel shame, you hate the other person, and you would not believe the violent fantasies that ordinary school kids have in these situations. But we show that in a growth mindset, the kids are thinking, all right, you know, I can change, they can change, maybe they have a self-esteem problem. They try to understand where all this is coming from, and if they can, they try to do something. We show that teaching a growth mindset to kids, and these were kids that were in a school with a lot of conflict, made them much less likely to hate, to feel shame, and to want to use aggression to retaliate. They were much more likely to try to understand what happened and try to do something constructive about it.
So how do you think parents should react to failures or successes of their children? And that also makes me think, what about your own successes or failures? And is it okay, or how do you share your own learning experiences with your kids?
I think people should sit around the dinner table and say things like, who made a mistake today that they really learned something from? Or who wants to share a mistake and we'll talk about what you can do next? It just makes mistakes something that everyone does and learns from. Or who struggled with something today? Tell us about that. So we all struggle. We all make mistakes. This is something we celebrate rather than hide. We learn from rather than hide. We work together on this rather than hiding it.
So how do you think a growth mindset can help me as a parent think about myself as a parent? How can we use the growth mindset with parenting? And also, I noticed in your book, Mindset, you talk about the team approach versus the kind of lone superstar approach. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering how we could approach parenting that way.
Maybe a lot of parents think, oh, you should be a naturally good parent. And if they find they've made some mistakes, they think, well, I must not be a good parent. And they judge themselves and worry about it. Also, as you're implying, some people think there are defining behaviors of a good parent. Well, a good mother must breastfeed. You can't be a good mother unless you do this, or you can't be a good mother unless you do that. Instead of thinking, hey, there are many ways to be a good mother, this is something you learn over time. And also, it has to be matched to what the child needs. Not every child needs the same thing. We are all a work in progress. And not only do you have to learn how to be a good parent, you have to keep relearning. You have to keep learning more and more as your child hits new stages of development where new skills are required from you as a parent. And I like what you're suggesting, the team approach. Seek information from other people who have been there and have negotiated those issues successfully with their children.
And what do you do if, you know, you're trying all these techniques and it seems like your child has somehow internalized a fixed mindset despite your best efforts?
Keep trying. Have a growth mindset about instilling the growth mindset.
Okay.
Sometimes parents find that with some kids, this more subtle technique of using praise for process, because kids really understand when the values have changed and they really want to succeed according to your new values of challenge and effort and process. Some parents find that, and teachers find, that a more direct approach is effective. They really teach their kids about a fixed and a growth mindset and discuss that with them.
It's always teachable. And you can always,
yes.
I mean, that's, I guess, like you said, that's part of the growth mindset towards teaching the growth mindset.
It's never too late. Studies have shown that even adults, studies have shown that business managers can be taught a growth mindset, and when they are, they're more open to feedback from their employees, they're more focused on improvement rather than judgment, and they're better mentors. So it's never too late.
Thank you for listening to the Union for Reformed Judaism's Parenting Podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast, let us know what you think, and find more resources at urj.org/parent.